Liebe Zuschauerinnen, liebe Zuschauer.
Dear listeners, warm greetings to a reading from the Apocalyptic Work of Revelation. This is my word, Alpha and Omega, the Gospel of Jesus, the Christ revelation which true Christians the world over have come to know. Christ, the Son of God, revealed to us in this great time of change via the prophetic word through his teaching prophetess and emissary, Gabriella, details of his mighty presence in Jesus of Nazareth. We will first read from a mostly unknown Gospel of Jesus, which is then followed by Christ himself via the prophetic word of our time, as he explains, corrects, and deepens the words of the Gospel. Chapter 76, from which we will be reading to you today, is entitled, Washing the Feet of the Disciples and the Last Supper. And when the Passover supper had ended, the lights were kindled, for it was evening. And Jesus arose from the table, laid aside his cloak, and put on a towel. Afterwards, he poured water into a basin, washed the feet of all the fourfold 12, and dried them with the towel with which he was girded. And one of them said, Lord, you should not wash my feet. And Jesus said, If I do not wash you, you are no part of me. And he answered, Lord, not only my feet, but also my head and my hands. And Jesus said to him, The one who comes out of the bath has to wash but his feet, for he is quite clean.
Christus erklärt, berichtigt und vertieft das Wort.
Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. Washing the feet was a symbol as well. It signifies the inner purification. In order to reach perfection, soul and person have to begin by opening the lowest basic power, the order. That means to purify their sensations and thoughts and to ennoble them in such a way that the words of the person, too, are vivified with my life. Then the person gradually recognizes the will of God. At the same time, the person striving towards God will refine his human senses more and more to attain inner nobility. This takes place from one step of evolution to another. The maturing soul and the awakened person become noble and good. In this way, soul and person gradually open the seven basic powers of the soul, which are the law of God. Once the soul has completely opened these seven basic powers from order to mercy, it is then the immaculate spiritual body once more, the drop in the ocean, God in the law of life. We continue reading in the Gospel of Jesus. When he had put on his cloak of pure white linen without spot or seam, he sat again at the table and said to them, Do you know what I have done to you? You call me Lord and Master, and you say it well, for so I am. And as I have washed your feet, you too should wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, so that you do what I have done to you. I give to you a new commandment, that you love one another and all the creatures of God. Love is the fulfillment of the law. Love is from God, and God is love. The one who does not love does not know God. Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. The one who is able to selflessly love all people and all forms of life, that is, who no longer rates, evaluates, and judges, fulfills the law. The law, God, is love, because God is love. The one who lives selfless love is pure. He perceives God, the law of love, in all people, in all forms of life, and in all things, because he knows God, the law of love. The one who does not know himself does not know the law, God either, nor does he perceive the law of love, God, in all people, forms of life and things.
We read further in the Gospel of Jesus. Now you are pure through the word which I have spoken to you. By this shall all people recognize that you are my disciples, that you love one another, and show mercy and love to all the creatures of God, especially to those who are weak and oppressed and suffer innocently. For the whole earth is filled with dark places of cruelty, with torment and fear, because of the selfishness and ignorance of man. Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. Pure through the word means that the one who actualizes my word, which is life and power, will become pure in soul and body. The one who is pure in heart also contributes in the world, so that all people who long for God find fulfillment, and the dark places of horror where torment, fear, and death prevail become more light-filled. For then, there too, the life in God awakens and blossoms, and people find their way toward inner peace. The one who lives in God becomes the true selfless fighter for the kingdom of God, which is peace. He fights with the weapons of love against the selfishness and ignorance of his fellow man, so that the earth may be renewed by me, the Christ. And returning to the Gospel of Jesus, we read further. I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, give them light in their darkness, and let the spirit of love dwell in your heart and overflow to all people. And once more I say to you, love one another and all the creatures of God. And when he had finished, they all said, praised be God. Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. What I said as Jesus of Nazareth was meant not only for my own who were with me, the Jesus, and not only for the people of that time. It was and is meant for the people of all nations and all generations, for it is the Word of God, which was and is directed to all people. It will be given until many people have become the law of life, and they then speak the Word, the law, God themselves. Then everything that was foretold by me as Jesus and by the true prophets of God is fulfilled. Then, when I come again in the Spirit, the earth will be purified to a great extent so that it is able to receive my light, the light of the Christ. Then all people who live upon the purified earth will fulfill the commandments of God and speak the word, the law, since they live the law. It is the task of the soul to become again, in its various earthly lives of different eras, the law, God, the word of life. People who have attained higher degrees of purity will love one another and all creatures of God, as I have loved and love them.
In the Gospel of Jesus we read, and then he raised his voice, and they joined together, saying, as the stag longs for flowing streams, so my soul longs for you, O God. And when they had finished, one brought to him a censer full of glowing coals, and he spread incense on it, the same incense which his mother had given him on the day of his manifestation, and the sweetness of the scent filled the room. Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. The so-called censer stood in the rooms of distinguished citizens. Incense symbolizes the consecrated life. It was and is used by many people who were not and are not aware of this meaning. In the institution church as well, incense is still used in ceremonies. On the other hand, the consecrated life is not lived by many people, even in the institution church. And yet, what is not lived remains a symbol and is thus also meaningless. We continue in the Gospel of Jesus. Then Jesus, placing before himself the platter and behind it the chalice, and lifting up his eyes to heaven, gave thanks to God for his goodness in all things and unto all, and took the unleavened bread in his hands and blessed it. Then he mingled the wine with water and blessed it, chanting the invocation of the sevenfold holy name, calling upon the three in one to send down the Holy Spirit and make the bread to be his body, that is, the body of Christ, and the wine to be his blood, that is, the blood of Christ, for the remission of sins and for an eternal life to all who obey the gospel. Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. In the world, the one who holds an office uses the vocabulary that is necessary for it. Translators, too, can interpret the texts only with their vocabulary, which corresponds to their level of consciousness. Furthermore, the translations could not and cannot always be made according to the meaning of the word, since the same words can have a different meaning for each person, according to his consciousness and his conception. Thus, in many cases, my word too was seen in light of the faith of those who interpreted it. Therefore, I explain, correct and deepen the word which has been written in the book, The Gospel of Jesus. As Jesus of Nazareth, I often prayed to God, my Father, and communed with him. However, I did not practice ceremonies, not even at this Last Supper. I prayed to him, the Eternal, for the blessing of the Last Supper with my own.
Christ continues with his word of revelation. I spoke to them as follows. Continue to do in my memory what I do now. The food is for the body. I offer it to you as a symbol of inner strengthening. Recognize that my body is sacrificed so that you may attain eternal life. Let your body become a temple of God so that the Spirit may be active in and through you. Through the resurrection of my spiritual body, you too will resurrect. For the Christ of God, who goes to the Father, is the Spirit of truth in God. The Spirit of truth will purify your spiritual body, and the light of the world, which I am, will shine in and through you. For through my resurrection, I am the light in you and the purification of your soul. The one who believes in me and fulfills the laws of the heavens will attain rebirth in the Spirit of my Father through me, the Christ. I took the wine, added some water to it, and spoke as follows. What I tell you now is a symbol. Recognize the meaning and think of me while you eat and drink. For in all things is the Spirit of life. The wine is the symbol of my blood, which I will shed for all souls and men. The spirit of the soul must be awakened again by soul and man. That is, it must be brought into the earthly life. The soul of the one who does not accept and receive the Spirit of truth as a symbol, it is my blood, cannot return to eternity because it does not live in the absolute truth. The soul remains outside heaven until it has accepted and received me, the light of the world, its Redeemer. Thus, the one who does not accept and receive me, his Redeemer, the co-regent of the heavens, will not attain absolute perfection. recognize that the one who does not accept and receive me does not accept and receive the Father either, for the Father and I are one. This symbol was given only while I lingered among my own in Jesus of Nazareth. For I died for all souls and men, so that they attain resurrection. For all people shall this symbol be and remain unique. During the supper and in everything you do, you should do it in remembrance of me alone. For what you truly do in my name is well done. Many people will bleed to death in the mighty turn of time, because they have not accepted and received me, thus remaining in their sins. But the person who strives for God will celebrate his meal with me. So ask for God's blessing for your meal, and while eating, think of the power and the love of God, and you will also think of your Redeemer, the Christ of God, who is in the Father.
We continue reading in the Gospel of Jesus. Then, lifting up the offering towards heaven, he said, "The Son of Man is lifted up from the earth, and I will draw all men to me. Then all will know that I am sent by God." And when this had been done, Jesus spoke these words, lifting his eyes to heaven. "Abba, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may be glorified in you. Yes, you have glorified me. You have filled my heart with fire. You have placed lights at my right and at my left, so that no part of me would be without light. Your love is shining at my right hand and your wisdom at my left. Your love, your wisdom, and your power are manifest in me. I have glorified you on earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. Holy One, through your name, keep the 12 and their fellows whom you have given me, that they may be one just as we are one. While I was with them in the world, I guided them in your name, and none of them is lost. For the one who left us was not of us, but I pray for him, that he may be saved. Father, forgive him, for he knows not what he does. And now I come to you, and I say this to the world, that my joy be fulfilled in them. I give them your word, and the world hates them, for they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not pray that you take them from this world, but that you keep them from evil as long as they are in the world. They are not of this world, just as I am not of the world. Bless them through your truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I send them into the world, and for their sake I sanctify myself, that they too may be sanctified through the truth. I do not pray for them alone, but for all those who will join them, and for the 72 whom I also sent out, and for all those who will believe in the truth through your word, that they too may be one, as you, most holy, are in me and I in you, that they too may be one in you, and that the world may know that you have sent me."
In the Gospel of Jesus, we continue reading, "Holy Father, I also want that all those you have given me, yes, all those who live, be with me where I am, so that they may partake of the glory which you give me. For you love me in all and all in me, from before the world was created. The world has not known you in your righteousness. But I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I have declared your name to them, that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and that from them it may abound to all your creatures, yes, to all. And when he had spoken these words, they all raised their voices with him and prayed as he had taught them. Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. This prayer, which has been passed on according to its meaning, was said not only for my apostles and disciples, it was and is meant for all people, for all being. Those who strive to fulfill the will of God, those who fulfill the will of God more and more will carry the Word of God, which fills them into the world. This will take place in the present and in the future until I return in the Spirit. In the divine era, in the kingdom of God on earth, the life of man is a lived prayer, a life that is the eternal law, for the love for God and one's neighbor is the fulfillment of the law. I, Christ, will exalt the one who loves selflessly, just as the Eternal Father has exalted me. At the same time, I will draw him to me, his brother, and we will live in God as children of God. I have brought the work of redemption into the world, into all souls and men. Redemption is accomplished in those souls and men who have attained perfection, that is, purity. They have again become one with the Father and have attained the brothership in me. They are in the brothership with me and in the Father-Mother God, in the sonship. Never let your neighbor out of your heart, even if he has betrayed you or delivered you up as Judas did to me. Keep him in your heart, even though he is not with you then, but against you. He is and remains your neighbor. This is how it is written in heaven, in the eternal law. Heed and fulfill the commandment of love. Love your father with all your heart, with all your strength. Love him in every sensation, in every thought, in every word, and in every action. And love your neighbor as you love yourself. And if the love for God prevails in your feeling, thinking, speaking, and acting, you will respect yourselves as children of God, and also your neighbors, who are likewise children of the Eternal Father, and whom God, our Father, loves just as he loves you. For in God, your Father and mine, all are his children. He loves all equally, without distinction. And if you recognize this and accept it, you too will make no differences.
Christ continues with his word of revelation. The love for God includes forgiveness as well. The one who lives in the Father has the inner greatness which forgives without bearing a grudge. To the one who fulfills the word of God, it is given to proclaim and teach the word of God to the world. But may the one who himself has not actualized the word of God remain silent. For the one who only speaks about the word of God burdens his soul. He sins against the holy word, against God. The words of the one who only preaches and teaches the word of God without having actualized it do not enter the heart of his neighbor. They become a boomerang to him. And so, the one who merely preaches and teaches the Word of God without having actualized it himself cannot fill it with strength and power either, because he is himself without strength. The one who fills my Word with life and power through his own actualization and teaches this in the world is often not understood by the people of this world and will be hated by many because of the gospel. The one who fulfills the word of God is not of this world, just as I, too, was not of this world as Jesus of Nazareth. The one who fulfills the word of God is a living wellspring and a stream of inner salvation that streams to all creatures and flows through all things. For God is the power that flows through all things. Therefore, the one who lives in God passes on what God gives him: love, wisdom, and power, the stream for all people and all things.
Dear listeners, for today, we are at the end of our reading. Thank you for your attention, and we will be very glad to have you with us for our next reading. Until then, we remain with a very warm greetings in God.